Good morning, Adrian here, and super important topic for you today called The Five Levels of Leadership. Now, this is based on the best-selling book by the leadership guru himself, John Maxwell. And of course, if you are a manager watching this, then this is super important for you. And as we go through the five levels, you'll probably see A, where you think you're at, B, maybe where you'd like to be, but C is where others see you. So that's the perception of others. Now, as John Maxwell says here, everything rises and falls on leadership. So you don't have to be a manager to be a leader. So this, even if you don't think your role involves leadership, perhaps it could be in your personal life, could be, you know, you could be a mother or a father, boyfriend, girlfriend, family member, peer, colleague. Everything rises and falls on leadership. So please pay close attention, see where you think you're at, maybe where you want to be, what needs to happen for you to get where you want to be, and also perhaps the perception of where others see you. So level one, let's have a look. It's called position. And position means people follow you because they have to. Look at this guy. Does he look like he's like telling us what to do and how to do it? That's level one. Level two is entitled permission. And permission is where people follow because they want to. Massive difference to level one. Level three, I've got Mr. Steve Jobs here, called production. And level three is where people follow because of what you've done for the organization. I thought Steve Jobs was a great example of that for Apple and how innovative he was with the products that we now mostly own. Level four, Mr. Tony Robbins, that is people development. I couldn't think of anybody better to represent this level. And level four is people follow you because of what you've done for them. And Tony was a massive impact in my own life on my personal development journey many, many years ago. Such great leaders. This could be Oprah Winfrey, could be many other people, even people within your organization. But again, think about where you're at, maybe where you'd like to be, and potentially where others perceive you. Level four, people development. And then level five is the pinnacle. And I've chosen Sir Richard Branson for this. People follow you because of who you are and what you represent. And you might have people in your life that you follow because of this reason. And this, again, is the pinnacle of where you're at. And again, lots of other people we could have chosen for this. But think, yeah, Richard Branson, I think what he represents is super powerful. And a lot of people within his companies are working for him and want to because of who he is and what he represents. So have a look at the five levels. See where you're currently at. You are a leader, even if you're thinking you're not. But where are you? Where do you want to be? What needs to happen for you to get there? And lastly, potentially, how do you think others perceive you? And if you're not sure, ask. Because a lot of the times, people are telling us how they perceive you. Make sense? Okay, hopefully you've enjoyed that. You get a lot of benefit out of it. Have an awesome day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.